Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded, I'm the fucker home. Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own.
Stranded. Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot, my co-host is Jim DeRogatis, and if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcast, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon like Josh Ashenmiller. Thanks for your support, Josh. So, Jim, we have many songs to choose from. You are picking one for the Desert Island Jukebox today.
I am.
Give us a hint of where you're going.
I'm giving you one, Greg, that's inspired by two events recently. One sad, and one that's pretty funny. You and I were sharing a chuckle the other night when we did a Chicago Humanities Fest event, and we were talking about this earlier live taping. You know where I'm going already, but I'll fill people in after the break.
All right. That's going to be in a minute on Sound Opinions.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island, so we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
All right, we're back, Jim. What song are you going to add to the Desert Island Jukebox?
Well, as I said, we were doing something for the Chicago Humanities Fest at Park West. We can now say we've played Park West.
Mm-hmm.
One of the storied old venues in Chicago goes back to the Capone days. We were talking about the wildest live taping we ever did, and it was with Sergio Diaz of Os Mutantes at the Art Institute of Chicago. I forget why he was there. I forget why we were there. But man, Os Mutantes is a band we both love. Psychedelic Tropicalia pioneers from Brazil. And it never ran. Either there were sound problems or all of that talk about LSD was too much for public radio. Dad never quite got an answer about why, but we didn't run it. It was a memorable night. We both love Os Mutantes. Now, that's the funny part. We were remembering that chat, truly one of a kind. And hey, we've interviewed like
Bootsy Collins, all right? even by those standards, we have to mark the passing of Rita Lee. Rita was the female vocalist in Os Mutantes. Again, a band that comes together and was active between 68 and 72 at a time when playing rock and roll in general, but especially psychedelic rock and Tropicália, which was political in its underpinning, this was not welcomed in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
Rita said, Os Mutantes were a bunch of politically alienated teenagers. All we wanted was to have fun with music, no matter how heavy the Brazilian dictatorship was. And they were inspiring because of that. Several albums they released, they're all pretty amazing. You had the best Brazilian songwriters contributing to these records, Caetano Veloso, Gilberto Gil, and Jorge Ben. That song, Aminha Menina.
Yeah.
Man, you can hear Rita in the background and all the chaos and confusion and psychedelia. But Rita, Greg, I don't know if you knew this. I read her obituary. I said, gotta pay tribute to Os Mutantes. Went down the black hole. There were more than two dozen Rita solo albums.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was 75 when she died on May 8th. She was making music almost up until the very end. And she never lost that free-spirited hippie attitude that, you know, so many musicians from the 60s in the U.S. and the U.K. wound up becoming fairly conservative and boring, right? Not those crazy Brazilians. Not Sergio Diaz when we talked to him a few years ago. And not Rita Lee. I'm going to play a song from 2003. She was known as the queen of Brazilian rock on these two dozen albums, post Os Mutantes, much loved at home. I think little heard, though, in the rest of the world, and that's an injustice because these records are great. This 2003 song, Amor e Sexo, is, now she's a senior citizen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's singing this psychedelic blues that is showing that she has not lost the spirit of free love.
Mm-hmm.
I got the Portuguese translation. It may miss a bit. The song opens with, love is a book. Sex is sport. Sex is a choice. Love is luck. Love is a thought, a theorem.
Mm-hmm.
Love is a soap opera. Sex is a movie. You go, Grandma!
Yeah.
Rita Lee, and this voice is amazing, and the spirit was amazing. What she did with Os Mutantes was amazing. What a fantastic life. The only way that session a couple of years ago with Sergio at the Art Institute, I still don't understand why we were at the Art Institute, 2017, the only way it could have been better was if Rita was there.
Yeah.
Here's Rita Lee.
Amor é livro, sexo é esporte, sexo é escolha, amor é sorte. Amor é pensamento, teorema. Amor é novela, sexo é cinema.
Rita Lee, Amor e Sexo, in tribute to a great artist who has passed at the age of 75.
Well, Rita was such a wonderful subversive, right?
I mean,
being with Os Mutantes, you know, a woman in that group, you know, first
with
of all.
With these two crazy Brazilian brothers.
Dudes, you know, and she was, she added to the chaos in a really profound way. Then, you know, going on to that solo career, I mean, it's extensive. And there were a lot of hit songs in there. When Sergio wanted to reunite the group, she said, no, I'm not into nostalgia.
I'm not going back.
Do this again.
I'm doing my own thing.
She's got this own thing going on. So right to the end, true to her ideals, right? So fantastic stuff, Jim. That is it for this bonus episode. If you've got thoughts on this episode, start a conversation in our Facebook group or leave a voice message on our website at soundopinions.org. As always, Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, and our intern, Lauren Holt. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott. Thanks for listening.